Chapter 3. A Cry in the Night. All Mary's days were the same. Every morning, she woke and watched Martha lighting the fire. Then she got dressed, ate her breakfast, a little more each day, and went outside. The fresh air made her feel better. She looked better too. Her cheeks were pink now, and her eyes were bright. One day, she saw the robin again. He sang to her as he hopped along the wall, and Mary sang and hopped too. Then he shook his wings and flew to the top of the tree behind the wall.
He's in the secret garden again, thought Mary. The garden without a door. I wish I could go into it too.
While she was eating her dinner that evening, she asked Martha,
"Why did my uncle lock the garden?" "I shouldn't really talk about it," said Martha. "Mr. Craven wouldn't like it. It was his wife's garden, you see, miss. They used to work in it together. But that's where it happened. One of the trees had a low branch, like a seat. Mrs. Craven had made roses grow round it. One day, while she was sitting on it, the branch broke. Mrs. Craven was very badly hurt, and she died the next day. That's why Mr. Craven locked the garden."
Mary stared at the fire and listened to the wind blowing across the moor. For the first time in her life, she felt sorry for someone. Then she heard a different sound.
"Martha," she said, "can you hear someone crying? Is it a child?"
Martha stood up suddenly and started to clear the table.
No, miss," she said. "There's nobody. It's just the wind."
The next day it was raining. The moor was almost hidden by mist.
"What do you all do in your cottage when it rains, Martha?"
asked Mary.
"We get in each other's way," laughed Martha. "But Dickon goes out whatever the weather is like. Sometimes the animals need his help. One day he found a fox cub. He put it in his shirt and brought it home. He calls it Captain. Another time he found a young crow and brought it home. He calls it Soot. It goes everywhere with him."
"I would like a fox cub to play with," said Mary. "But I have nothing."
"Can you knit?"
"No."
"Can you sew?"
"No."
"Can you read?"
"Yes, but I don't have any books. I left them all in India."
"That's a shame. There are thousands of books in Mr. Craven's library. But I'm afraid Mrs. Medlock won't let you go in."
When Martha had gone, Mary thought about the library. She decided to go and find it for herself. She wasn't really interested in the books, but Martha had reminded her of all the locked rooms, and she wanted to find out more about this strange house. Mrs. Medlock wouldn't know. She hardly ever came to the nursery. Mary opened the door and went into the corridor. She wandered through the house all morning. There were hundreds of corridors. Most of the walls were covered with portraits. Some were of children wearing long silk dresses and lace collars. Where had they gone? What were their names? Why did they wear such strange clothes? All the doors were closed, and Mary thought they must be locked. She turned the handle of one to make sure. But the door opened slowly, and Mary went in. It was a ladies' sitting room. Mary found some little ivory elephants, which made her think of India. She played with them for a while. Then she heard a soft rustling sound. It was coming from a sofa, and Mary went to look. Two bright eyes peeped at her from a hole in a little velvet cushion. A mouse! In the hole, Mary could see 6 tiny baby mice, all fast asleep.
Perhaps the mice are the only other living things in the 100 rooms, she thought.
She was tired now, and she tried to find her way back to the nursery. But she was soon lost in the maze of corridors. She stood still, trying to think which way she had come. And then suddenly she heard it again.
It is someone crying, she said to herself. And it's nearer now.
Then she heard footsteps and turned to see Mrs. Medlock marching towards her. She was holding a big bunch of keys and she looked very cross.
What are you doing here, Miss Mary? She hissed, grabbing Mary's arm. What did I tell you?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Medlock, but I got lost and then I heard someone crying.
Nonsense. Now come back to the nursery.
She led Mary along corridor after corridor until they were standing at the nursery door.
Now, miss, you are to do as you are told and stay in here. I've got enough to do without running round after you all day.
She pushed Mary into the nursery and slammed the door shut. Mary sat on the floor, white with anger.
There was someone crying! There was! She sobbed.